first time in human history, in the beginning of 19th century, everybody stopped, turned away from natural foods, and they began eating like crazy. Preserves, refined sugar, white bread, all these sausages and just food. And the malnourished mothers gave birth to many malnourished babies, which from very first day of their life did not know anything about eating lamb's quarters or plantain or eating any. They were just told that they need to eat this food, preserves. And another generation was totally raised on preserves and highly processed food, macaroni and white flour, and the whiter the better, more expensive. And then they gave birth to even more malnourished generation of humans. And that continued, and through five or six generations, we started to have problems. First, if in 1800 cancer was virtually unknown and unheard of, in the year of 1900 in the United States, there were 64 cancer deaths per 100,000 people, which is huge already. That's a direct result of beginning to embracing preserves. In 100 years, that amount tripled. In 2000, we already had almost 200 deaths per 100,000 people. Last year, in 2005, we had 500,000 deaths from cancer alone. Not only this, there are special diseases that resulted from malnourishment formed, four of them: rickets, scurvy, pellagra, and beriberi, which were considered infectious because there were epidemics of these diseases, especially in the winter. Because in the summer, people still sometimes ate some berries or some tomatoes, some cucumbers, especially in the winter. In United States alone, just from pellagra alone, in the year of 1900, 10,000 people died, which were kept separated because it was considered infectious disease. 10,000 people from preserves. There was no science of nutrition. People didn't know that food has something in it that plays a role in our health. They didn't know that. Do you know that the science of nutrition was only founded in 1931? I bet there are some people in this room who were already living at that time. So it was just recently, and it started with discovery by English medical doctor of vitamin C. That was the first ever nutrient discovered officially and said, oh, if you give this to somebody, they wouldn't have scurvy. It instantly cures scurvy. That was like, wow. Simultaneously, in all countries, or in most countries, the science of nutrition was formed. And then they discovered vitamin B, and then they discovered vitamin D, and they started to, they could have called vitamin something else, abracadabra, D, me, B, whatever. They called it vitamin C, vitamin D, vitamin B. The first slogan of the first nutritionist was, access is preferable to limitation. What it means? The more the better. So our grandparents in the 1930s, 1940s, our parents were just saying, eat more, become a member of a clean plate, rewarding us with eat more. I remember my childhood, because I was born in 55, and I was rewarded with the smile, with the whatever, greeting, praising, oh, good girl, you did it all. The more, the better. However, the surprise came during 1945, during the Second World War. Some people who had chronic illnesses, like ulcers in the stomach, for example, or cardiovascular disease, or hypertension, when there was lack of food, those people were healed. So that was another shift in the science of nutrition. And then some scientists decided to say, well, it's just the more the better of protein. Everything else should be in moderation. Then they were just in that protein thing because there were protein deficiencies in some countries. And until the 90s of the last century, there was really not much shifting. And right now, we are living in the time when there's happening a revolution in the science of nutrition. Revolution. 15 years ago, when I went to different doctors and asked them if diet is connected to food. All the doctors told me with absolute confidence there is no connection between diet and nutrition. Last month, I interviewed two dietitians at Ashland Medical Hospital, and they both told me confidently, every disease is rooted in poor nutrition. Look, what a change. Amazing. I am thrilled to tell you that today there are lots of information and lots of research that proves that raw food is the superior, the prime food, the best food, and greens takes the major role, is a major place among human nutrition.